why I began 70 and older. The last few years I've been mulling over the questions, what is the meaning of this stage of life, and how do I properly wrap up this remarkable gift of existence? I'm not convinced that these are real questions. Life doesn't actually have a meaning except what we give to it, but for now I'm staying with them. I enjoy thinking about this time of life when most of my self-imposed or outside restrictions are gone. Is this it? Is there more? What are these remaining years all about? Most articles for older people are written by young people marketing financial services. In contrast, this blog markets nothing. It carries no advertising. It's strictly curiosity and sharing. Many of us have faced death indirectly via cancer, heart attack, or stroke. For most, our parents are gone. Some, like me, have lost their life partner. Some have lost children. It's not supposed to happen that way, said my mother-in-law when my wife, her daughter, died. We have all lost dear friends. We have a clearer sense of mortality, the increasing speed of time, the brevity of life. But it's not death that interests me, though I haven't crossed over that river yet. I assume being dead is the same as before we were born. Pretty much a nothing. Rather, it's what you do between now and then. When then definitely walks in the door one day, one year. That's what this blog is about. I don't claim any answers. Mostly it's my fuzzy questions, reflections on what I've done, and thoughts about the next few years. At this age, we each share a rich mix of experiences that brings understanding and perspective, perhaps even a little insight. I'm excited about starting this exploration, particularly what surprises might pop out. Some years ago, I began a novel and found that the characters took over and began dictating the story. I'd be thrilled if something similar happens here. We'll see. I welcome your suggestions, questions, or comments. Thank you for visiting. Me, Barry Fegan, May 2019.